Let's shift. Seriously, let's shift. All week we've been discussing debates and polls and all sorts of interesting things. Let's shift, okay? Let's shift. Let's get away from the narratives that the media wants us to discuss. Oh, if Trump loses, he's going to lose everything because that's a loser. Just please. I mean, they keep saying that this morning. I was watching it this morning before the show. That's why I was just like, what? What? Please. They kill me. All right. So let's talk about diversity. I mean, affirmative action. Because affirmative action won over the weekend, guys. Yes, affirmative action won over the weekend. And I think all liberals out there should pat themselves on the back. Affirmative action won. All the liberals, give yourself a round of applause, pat each other on the back, and smile, because you have officially succeeded. You've officially succeeded in making awards now race and gender based. Congratulations. Seriously, congratulations, liberals. Congratulations. It's amazing. It really is amazing how liberalism is destroying this country. And I know when people like me say destroying this country, people get this, what? Our country is the great. Listen, our country is the greatest country in the world, hands down. But there's aspects that are not great anymore. There's aspects that are horrible. I mean, no other word can describe it. Horrible. There's aspects, and it's a culture. It's a culture. It's an environment. It's a feeling. It's where we are. It's where we are when you're standing for a bus or you're sitting in school or you're at your cubicle at work. It's that moment. It's the air we breathe, the people we interact with. It's our day-to-day interaction. Because through that entire process, we experience things that are different. And not different in a good way, but different because the weak. And that's really what all of this is. It's the weak. People that are weak. And liberals who feel not bad for them, but in some almost sadomasochistic way. A self-loathing. It's themselves. that they feel bad for. They want to punish themselves for being whatever, rather it's racist or no self-control. It's a psychological mess, if you will. It is. It's a psychological mess. It's a psychological mess by liberals that have put us in a place where the weak triumph because of liberals' guilt. And let me explain what I mean. Two instances. You have the SAG Awards that transpired over the weekend, and you have Fat Barbie. Examples of a liberalism creating an environment where the weak succeed. Where the weak succeed. Let me repeat that. Where the weak succeed. Now let's take Barbie. I know it sounds silly. I know it sounds silly. But it's an example liberalism and how it's destroying this country. And like I said, not all of us live in Flint, Michigan. If we all had poison lead water, one would say, "Rob, that's really destroying the country." That's not what I mean. Again, it's more subtle. It's more so when you destroy something so wonderful. It never happens in a dramatic, over-the-top way. It's subtle. That's how you destroy great things. It's done subtly. It doesn't happen all at once. You don't wake up one day and go, "Oh, wow, this is all destroyed." It's subtle. It's a slow grind. It's a slow grind. And that's what I mean by destroying this country. That's what I mean by when I say the water cooler, your cubicle. It's a slow grind. You don't really notice it. It just creeps and creeps and creeps and creeps and creeps and creeps, and before you know it, you say, "Wow, this is destroyed." Any of you are sports fans, or I should say football fans, very different. Sport fan could be someone who likes hockey and soccer, horrible sports. Football is into a world all of its own, but a subtle destruction. Example, Pro Bowl. Those of you who watched the Pro Bowl yesterday, and there probably wasn't a lot, but if you did, you noticed it was beyond horrible. That didn't just happen. Last year's Pro Bowl wasn't the greatest event in the world. And then yesterday you went, "Jesus, what happened? It is horrible." No. Every year, it's been building and building and building, creeping along, and then you sit there and go, "You know, when did it become like this? What? How did it?" Same thing. Stuff doesn't just happen overnight. So, take Barbie situation. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. We'll go to the SAG Awards. But the Barbie situation kind of sets everything up. So, after 57 years, Barbie, you all know, beloved Barbie, is getting a makeover. Now, last week, my beautiful co-host, Cat Howe, did a story about this transformation. And I had told her during this conversation, or I was going to say bit, that I wanted to talk about this. I wanted to discuss this, and I might do so at a later time. But with everything that's going on, I didn't think it was the best of times when we're discussing Trump and Rubio and Cruz and debates and boycotts and Megyn Kelly and blood coming out of her nose, ears, eyes, wherever. So, Barbie is now changing. And they are going to do something that is for the weak. Liberals have now got their disgusting, vile, evil, horrifically creepy hands on children's toys. So, they are going to have Barbies that have different skin tones. Perfectly acceptable. 22 eye colors. Perfectly acceptable. 24 variations of hairstyles and hair colors. Perfectly acceptable. Variations on body sizes. Tall. Perfectly acceptable. Petite. Perfectly acceptable. And curvy, which is the politically correct and liberal word for fat. Perfectly unacceptable. Now you say, why is every other variation acceptable? Let me explain. 22 eye colors? Well, that's something you're born with, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about that. An eye color is an eye color. You are born with it. Yes, you can get contacts, but ultimately you are born with that color. So as a little kid, seeing a Barbie in a store with an eye color of yourself is something relatable. Something you can't choose. Hair color, again. You are born with a hair color. Yes, you can color it, but ultimately you are born with that color. Style. Style is debatable. the style is debatable because we can get a haircut and so forth and so on. But if you're, say, Chinese, or an ethnic group like that, you have a certain style that you're kind of stuck with. But regardless, tall, you are born that way. There's no way you can change being tall. There's no machine that you can get into that will shrink you. Doesn't happen. Petite, same thing. There is no machine that you can get into that will stretch you. This isn't the medieval times where you're on a stretch machine where they crank the wheel and your arms and legs are attached to ropes and pulleys, and in turn they try to make you longer. No. So all of those things are things that you cannot help. So when a little girl gets the standard Barbie and goes, gee, I wish I looked like this, and she's a black girl looking at a white Barbie, it's something that is impossible to ever achieve unless you have millions of dollars in your Michael Jackson, and in turn, you bleach your skin to the point of becoming white, or Nicki Minaj. But let's face it, that's not a real situation. That's not a real situation. So a little Asian girl looks at that Barbie and says, I want to be like her. But going from Asian to American is impossible. Impossible. So, having Barbies reflect those little girls are completely acceptable. And I would think they would have had that years and years and years and years ago. Now, curvy, meaning fat, that is completely unacceptable. And it is completely something that a child is made to be. Remember, kids are not born fat. They're not. There is no concept. Okay? There is no concept of big bones. There's not. You have big babies, or you have preemies, but there is no scientific proof to the concept of having big bones, of having a baby born and they are 20, 25 pounds. Okay? no different than people who are racist and things of that nature. We're not born that way. They have been taught that way. When you see kids 12, 13, 14 years old, and they are obese, they were not born way. They have horrible, disgusting, vile parents who let them become that. I used to have a friend, and I've talked about him on this program various times. About 6'2", 6'3", 400 pounds. He actually got the lap band because he has no self-control. He does not work out. He's a disgusting sloth of a human being. And guess what? His children are equally as disgusting and slothy as he is. I remember the first time I met his kids, almost fell over in my chair. I almost fell over in my chair. We were at a restaurant and he brought his kids. And this is the first time I was introduced to his entire family. And his 13-year-old girl had to have been 200 pounds. Had to have been 200 pounds. The most disgusting thing I ever saw. In my head, I get you have no self-respect for yourself. You don't care about your health. You don't care about anything. But how do you put that on your child? As far as I'm concerned, that's a form of child abuse. That's a form of child abuse to the highest level. That child was not born that way. That child became that way. But we live in a society now where liberals control the message. And that message is, it's fine to be unhealthy and obese. It's fine. It is completely fine. It is fine to be that way. And a matter of fact, we are going to accommodate. We are going to create things that will reinforce the message that being fat and unhealthy is acceptable. It's just a way of life. And everybody's created differently. And you just happen to be created fat, obese, disgusting, unhealthy, slothy. And there's absolutely nothing that can be done about it. So here's everything to reinforce that that's okay. And that same attitude is in school. The same attitude is in competition, whether it's potato sack racing. Everybody gets a ribbon. Everybody gets a trophy. Everybody gets a star. It's not about doing your best. It's about just participating. Doesn't matter if you're fat, slothy, dying inside. As long as you're happy, that's all that matters. Honey, I know you're 12 years old and you weigh 250 pounds. You're borderline diabetic. Your heart is working overtime. Get that blood to parts of your body that are clogged with fat. But here's the most important question. Are you a happy and adjusted little girl? Yes, Mom.
Yes, Mommy.
Well, that's all that matters. Have another cupcake. And look, I bought you this toy. It's a Barbie. And see, she looks like you. So don't you let anybody say that you're different. Because look, this Barbie is you. This Barbie isn't different. And there's stores filled with Barbies that look like her and you.
Thank you, Mommy. Can I have another cupcake?
That child wasn't born fat. That child's parents gave up because they themselves are losers. They themselves have given up on their own lives. So in turn, they have put that on their children. It's not about being the best. It's not about being healthy. It's not about succeeding. It's not about excelling. It's not. It's about creating something equal. It's not about, hey, you need to lose weight. You need to be healthy. You're going to die. This is not normal. And the liberals saying, well, we're going to make it normal. And then that child can be fat, disgusting, and unhealthy. We're going to make it the new normal. It's not about the best. It's not about being healthy. It's not about being told this is wrong. What you're doing is wrong. How you're living your life is wrong. How you're eating is wrong. No, 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 no. It's about acceptance. We hear that all the time from the liberals. Acceptance. Everything with them is acceptance. And if you don't accept it, you are then labeled a racist, a bigoted, a homophobe, an Islamophobe, a fat phobe. You're a fat shamer. You're a shamer. You're an ugly shamer. You're a zit shamer. You're a baseball shamer, a soccer shamer, a tennis phobe. You're a dumb phobe, a dumb shamer. Liberals have all sorts of cutesy words to mask their weakness. Or mask their downfalls. Or mask their weakness. So what do? You get Barbies made so they're fat. and you give it to your fat kid. That's what I mean, ladies and gentlemen. This slow destruction of this country. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a slow destruction. It's a slow creep. You got to remember. You got to remember. Messaging is everything. When you are flashed images, when you are inundated with information that is one way or another, your opinion, rather that opinion is based on logic, illogic, fantasy, whatever. Whatever you are inundated with on a regular basis becomes the new norm. It becomes the new norm. That's why there's this battle. That's why there's this battle for the hearts, the minds, the soul of this country. And because the left controls everything as far as messaging, they slowly win. They slowly win. Some things they win quicker. Some things it creeps along. And before you know it, it's the new norm. So instead of telling kids to be healthy, instead of putting the thought of being obese as not the norm, liberals put that norm in those children's heads by creating toys. Fat that are unhealthy. I know you say, how's a toy unhealthy? Being fat is unhealthy. I heard a great line from one of these exercise gurus. I can't remember who it was. I think it was one of the women. She said that whole notion of being fat and still being pretty and still loving yourself and being acceptable, and there's nothing wrong with being fat. And she said if you cut that person open and took a look at the inside, you would see nothing but grotesqueness. You would see arteries clogged. Yeah, you would see the most vile, most disgusting images you could imagine, because the inside of an obese human being is not pretty. It's not sexy. that's what we've become because of liberals. Which then evolves this conversation to the SAG Awards. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the SAG Awards. Now, it's interesting because last week, or the week before, I guess, the Academy Awards came out with their list of nominees. Now, if you go to our site, you go to my Twitter feed, you can read the article that we titled Oscars and Whininess. I think it's called Oscars So Whiny. And it basically talked about the hubbub involving Will Smith, Spike Lee, Jada Pinkett Smith, and a few other folk that felt that the Academy Awards, the Oscars, are racist, and that these actors should have been nominated, these movies should have been nominated, whether it's Concussion, Will Smith, Straight Outta Compton. They all should have been nominated, but they weren't, because the participants were black. And of course, the Oscars are racist. And something needs to be done about this. So, the whole article is all about the hubbub. Okay? Oscar's all about the hubbub. And that's basically what happened. A huge hubbub. Okay? Huge hubbub. People start screaming, boycott the Oscars. Which, by the way, the only people that have said they're boycotting the Oscars are a bunch of has-beens and never-wases. There's no Denzels. There's no John Legends. There's no Commons. There's no Oprahs. No Tyler Perrys. Halle Berry's. I mean, the list goes on. Even the people that got snubbed, aside from Will Smith, Idris Elba, said they were not boycotting. Viola Davis. They were not boycotting. They voiced their disapproval, but they weren't boycotting. So for days and days and days and days, liberal media and all the leftist activists screamed and yelled about the Oscars being racist, Hollywood being racist, which is incredibly entertaining considering Hollywood is the biggest I mean, you can't get any bigger as far as liberals and leftist ideas than Hollywood. But nonetheless, watching them turn on each other and eat their own is kind of amusing. Remember, you're talking about a whole bunch of white folk having dinner parties where people are paying $10,000 to $20,000 a plate for Obama. And you're talking about racism, talking about racist Hollywood, talking about actors and producers like Spike Lee, Oprah Winfrey, Denzel Washington, Morgan Freeman. The list goes on. Tyler Perry, Lee Daniels. List goes on. It's always interesting. The black folk who don't succeed in Hollywood or lose an award or lose a part or their movie tanks, they seem to scream racism the loudest. It's funny. It's funny. So you had all this commotion. Outrage. Hollywood racists. Hollywood. If you didn't know any better, you would think Hollywood was controlled by Republicans. Seriously. The anger and rage. The anger and rage. It's like Hollywood is screaming about themselves. You have producers. You have studio heads screaming about themselves. You have Danny DeVito doing interviews where he's saying that Hollywood's racist, the country's racist, and here's somebody who does a show, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, on FX, where he is a huge part in the making of the show. Him, Charlie Day, the whole cast. Here's somebody that could easily sit in a production meeting and go, hey, you know, this show for the past 5 years, 6 years, has never had somebody black as a central character. We should do something about that. And never once. Again, Danny DeVito isn't some Johnny come lately. It's not like he's 10 years along in his career and he's just trying to get along. It's the guy who paid his dues. It's the guy who's intricately a part of the Always Sunny in Philadelphia production crew. That he's screaming about racism. He's screaming about Hollywood being racist is extremely amusing. considering he could actually do something about his own show, not featuring any black folk. Ron Howard has spoke out. George Clooney has spoke out. All these guys that have the power to hire black folk. It was amazing. And the black folk that have the power to hire black folk and create movies to feature black folk don't do it as much as they should if Hollywood, media in general, as far as movies and music, lack, as they would say, diversity. And I've said this before, you have Oprah Winfrey owning her own network. You have Oprah Winfrey owning her own network. So she already pays to have her channel. Putting program on that channel is nothing. Hey, all you black producers, all you black directors, all you black investors, if you make a movie, if you make a program, that is mildly watchable. I'll put it on my network. I will give it a platform. I already pay for the channel. Putting content on is easy. So that's Hollywood. Okay? That's Hollywood. So screaming and yelling. So guess what? The SAG Awards were this weekend. Now, my girlfriend reminded me, and it was funny, because she goes, but it's the SAG Awards. Does anybody care about the SAG Awards? I was like, you're right, but still, it's amazing that we now have jumped the shark to the point where it doesn't matter if something is good. Doesn't matter if something earned that recognition. We are now officially giving awards because of somebody's skin color. Or because of what they represent as far as gender. That's where we officially are now. We officially are at that point. And as long as you scream and yell, you eventually can change a system that you think is unfair and now fix the system with something else that is unfair. So, out of the 10 major SAG awards last night, like the 10 main awards, best actor, best supporting actor, best actress, best supporting actress, those 10 main awards, okay? The 10 main awards. Somehow, it gets split evenly evenly. Go figure. 5 for black folk, 5 for white folks, and then 2 get thrown in for the transgender homosexual group. I know, what a coincidence. 10 major awards, 5 black, 5 white, and 2 transgender. I mean, just think about the coincidence. That's where we are. Fat Barbies. And now just sitting there in a room with a pen and going, okay, here we go. 1 black, 1 white. 1 gay, 1 straight. Okay, okay. We need another black over here. Okay, okay, what do you got? Yeah, sure, okay, whatever. Yeah, black. Okay, okay, what do you got over here? What? Okay, give me the white. Okay, and black, black. Okay, what do we got to make? Okay, cool. 5 and 5. Perfect. It's like what you did when you were a kid, and your parents would go, all right, we have, okay, let's see, you for 1 for you, 1 for you, and 1 for you. We have 1 left over. Okay, we'll just give that one to the neighbor so it's not part of us, and no one will be able to complain. Oh, you gave it to Johnny. Oh, you gave it to Susie. You gave it to the older kid. So instead, we'll just give it to somebody that's completely out of their group. Yeah, and now none of them can complain. Yeah. Forget Mexicans. Forget the Asians. Forget the Muslims. We're going, hell, forget the gay. We're just going to go straight to cross-dressers. We're just going to go straight to cross-dressers. There you go. There you go. So, okay. But that's typical. That's typical. That's typical. Liberalism run amok. What did they say? Inmates running the asylum? Liberals running the country. And they made sure, remember, everybody's real, real disgruntledness was because Idris Elba didn't get a nomination for Beasts of No Nation. People were, oh, how could this be? He is the greatest black actor in the world. He's the greatest black actor in the world. That movie was the greatest movie in the world. So they really made sure they divvied up the candy to the children. They really made sure. They gave him 2 awards, ladies and gentlemen. He won Best Supporting Actor in a Motion Picture for Beasts of No Nation. And then he won Best Actor in a TV movie or miniseries for Luther. Yes, Luther. The BBC show that nobody watches because it's on like Hulu. Seriously, it's not on ABC. It's not on NBC. It's not on CBS. It's imported from the BBC. At least Downtown Abbey or Denton Abbey, whatever the hell you call it, at least that's on, PBS? But you ain't watching Luther unless you got a subscription. That's what's even more funny. You ain't watching Luther unless you got money. I mean, Beasts of No Nation is Netflix, same thing. But Netflix is at least bigger than Hulu. If you had to pay for a service, you're probably going to pay for Netflix before you pay for Hulu. Who knows? Maybe Luther's on Netflix now. I don't know. But I think it's pretty funny. I think it's pretty amusing. I mean, that literally is, all right, we have to just, we don't want to get any crap. Because you know people that are involved with the SAG Awards are involved with the Academy Awards. You know it. So, Idris Elba wins for Beast of Nation and Luther. Viola Davis, she won the award for Outstanding Performance by a Female Actor in a Drama Series with, of course, How to Get Away with Murder. Uzo Abduba took home the award for Outstanding Performance by a Female Actor in a Comedy Series. That's Crazy Eyes. Orange Is the New Black. See, so now you got 1, 2, 3, 4 awards. Here comes our fifth award. Queen Latifah. For the prize of Outstanding Performance for a Female Actor in TV, Movie, or Miniseries, Bessie. I had to look up Bessie because it's so old, and I know this is for the 2015. It's not 2016, this is 2015 movies. And this movie came out, like, literally, in the beginning of 2015. They started advertising for it in 2014. You know how HBO does it. HBO will start advertising before the movie comes out, 4 months before the movie comes out. Because I said to myself, man, that Bessie, that was like 2 years old. And I had to look it up and go, oh, came out in March. And they started for it like November, December. So they gave an award to Queen Latifah for a movie that literally came out almost a year ago. Okay. So there you go. There's your five awards. Hey. Hey now. You got Fat Barbie? What the hell? We're diversity. Come on now. Come on now. And the funny thing is, Idris Elba, he didn't even hide it. He basically said, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Diverse TV. He did that after Viola Davis won. Because he was giving an award to somebody. He was like, hey guys, welcome to Affirmative Action TV. I'm Diverse TV. That's the buzz. That's the code word. Remember, people know what affirmative action is. They don't like affirmative action. So now the new word is diverse. Diversity. Diversity. Yeah. It's called Affirmative Action TV. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Affirmative Action TV. Hey! We just divvy up the awards. You're black? Cool. You're gay? You're cool. Nah, no Mexicans, all right? Hey, you're no Asians? Hey, no Muslims? Hey, no dwarfs? No dwarfs. The dwarf was up for an award. If you wanted to be diverse, why didn't they give the award to the dwarf? He was the dwarf, the Engel guy, Engel, whatever his name is. Idris Elba beat the dwarf. Somebody beat the dwarf. That's all I know. Somebody beat the dwarf. The dwarf was nominated. If you really wanted to be diverse, okay, could have given the dwarf an award. Has the dwarf ever won an award? I don't know. But I know he was nominated. Give the dwarf the award, for heaven's sake. So once the black folk got their quota, because that's what it is, it's a quota. Oh, they don't like the, you don't like the quota work because that's too much associated with affirmative action. But that's what it is, quota. What's the quota? What's the quota? We have 10 major awards. The rest of the awards, no one cares about. Nobody cares about wardrobe. Nobody cares about editing. Nobody cares about that. Nobody cares. We have the 10 major. What's our quota? All right, we're at our quota. We got the 5 black. Okay, what about the what? Yep, we got the 5 white. Awesome. We made our quota. But now we got to slip in like cross-dressers or, okay, we do? Okay, what do we got? All right, here we are. Alicia Vikander for her supporting role in The Danish Girl. Oh, it's a movie about cross-dressers. You, awesome. Woo, we're good there. And what else you got? I got Jeffrey Tambor. Jeffrey. Oh, that's Hank. Yeah, Hank. Yeah, love Hank. Yeah, what you're giving? Oh, he's a cross-dresser in Transparent. Got it. Wow. Are we good now, guys? Are we good? Are we good? Awesome. We made our quota. 5 black, 2 cross-dressers, 5 white. All right. Welcome to Affirmative Action TV. Yay! In the crowd, you got the person with the fat Barbie. You got them with the ribbons for 9th and 10th place. Stars for the stupid kids that get D's. But hey, they got a star on the report card. Yay! And now you got the movie business where quotas are king. 5 black, 5 white, 2 cross-dressers. Yay! Huh, guys? What do you think? What do you think? Isn't this a great country that the left has created? No more. No more are you judged on success. And I'll tell you, if we could get Bernie Sanders to be president, woo, wow, our country will be just even better than we are now. Imagine that. Bernie Sanders, where we all pay about a 70 to 80% tax. Because shame on us for having money. Yes, shame on us for having money. Shame on you for working hard. Shame on you for being the best. Because remember, anybody with money was just given money. They were just given money because of white privilege. Yes. If you have money, you have anything nice, you didn't work for it, you didn't claw. You didn't claw your way from the bottom to the top. No, you were handed to it by the white fairy gods. Yes, the white fairy gods came up to you because you're homeless and you're destitute. And the white fairy god went, hello, my white privileged son. Yes, yes, white fairy father god, I am bestowing you a career, millions of dollars, an attractive wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, whatever. But here you are. Go now. Oh, and there's your mansion, your Maserati, and your swimming pool. Thank you, white fairy god. Thank you. Remember, you're not allowed to have anything nice. You're not allowed to be successful. Nope, because the only reason you're successful, the only reason you have money, the only reason you have anything in life is because you're white. That's it. So F you. F you. Yeah, Bernie Sanders. You want to talk? Yeah. You hear people go, if Donald Trump gets elected president, I'm going to move to Canada. If Bernie Sanders gets elected president, I'm going to move to Costa Rica. Okay, I'd rather be surrounded by a bunch of, I don't even know what the hell they are, Costa Ricans. Listen, if Bernie Sanders becomes president, I'm going to move to Mexico. Okay? How's that? If Bernie Sanders becomes president, I'm going to move to Mexico where I'm going to cut lawns. Okay? And when that's slow, I'm going to hang out in front of their Mexican Home Depot. That's what I'm going to do. Okay? I'm going to hang out in front of Mexican Home Depot. I'm going to cut lawns and sell oranges on their streets if Bernie Sanders becomes president of the United States. That's what I'm going to do. So for every person that is going to move to another country, if Trump becomes president, I will move to Mexico. That's what I'm going to do. All right. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Diversity. Diversity, not just in Hollywood. Diversity with our toys. Diversity across the board. Give a round of applause for liberal America, destroying everything that we have built one quota